This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Small House at Ellington by Anthony Trollope. Chapter 1, The Squire of Ellington. Of course there was a great house at Ellington. How otherwise should there have been a small house? Our story will, as its name imports, have its closest relations with those who lived in the less dignified domicile of the two, but it will have close relations also with the more dignified, and it may be well that I should in the first instance say a few words as to the great house and its owner. The squires of Ellington had been squires of Ellington since squires, such as squires are now, were first known in England, from father to son, from uncle to nephew, and in one instance from second cousin to second cousin, the sceptre had descended in the family of the Dales, and the acres had remained intact, growing in value and not decreasing in number, though guarded by no entail and protected by no wonderful amount of prudence or wisdom. The estate of Dale of Ellington had been coterminous with the parish of Ellington for some hundreds of years, and though, as I have said, the race of squires had possessed nothing of superhuman discretion, and had perhaps been guided in their walks through life by no very distinct principles, still there had been with them so much of adherence to a sacred law.